Okay, now we're good. Hello and welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Hello.
This is the most weeks in a row without skipping an episode we've done ever, and I didn't think we were definitely.
I should have more kids.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Should have a whole gaggle of fucking babies so you can have an excuse to be like, I need to get out of this house away from the nightmare my life has become.
Actually, it's not.
Of parenthood.
Pretty great.
Poopy still. Diapers and whining babies and waking up all hours of the evening to feed them.
I mean, I don't really have to do much waking up at night because I don't have the equipment to feed her.
God, you're the worst husband. You're like, fuck you, woman. You bared the child. You raised the child. I'm going to go play video games and talk to my friend about rants and Republican politics.
Look, I told her, wake me up whenever. And she's like, I just don't need your help. If I need it, I'll wake you up.
Like, okay. I think you did one of these. You said, wake me up whenever and you'll get it. And shook your fist.
Is that what I did?
Yeah.
That would really terrify her.
Yeah.
She'd be like, yeah, okay, dude.
Look, I know how Irish men are.
Not me. I've got no like background in it. So she'd just be like, okay, dude.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to wake you up twice as much.
So how's it going?
It's going all right. Tired.
Oh, man, do we want to start with things we did this week, movies we watched this week? Fucking.
We can start with movies we watched this week.
All right. Did you watch a movie?
I did.
What'd you watch? Not the right movie.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, it wasn't the right movie. It's called Don't Look Up.
Okay.
It's a Netflix movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence.
All right.
So, this movie was nominated for an Academy Award.
All right. I mean, it's got two Academy Award winning actors in it.
Yeah, well.
Who both usually pick pretty good roles, right?
I didn't hate Jennifer Lawrence's character.
Sure.
She had her moments.
Right. Was she topless?
Never.
Then I don't know what moments
they managed to make her look homely.
Really?
She had the worst haircut, like these shitty straight bangs across her forehead, but they weren't straight. They were like,
oh,
all fucked up like a blue hair.
Oh, she had the fucking feminist bangs.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Fucking terrible.
It makes any woman look like shit when they have the feminist bangs.
I'm like, I don't understand. How do they make Jennifer Lawrence unattractive?
They pay hundreds of dollars for that shit, dude. I look at a lot of pictures of Emma Watson on the internet.
Sure.
Don't judge me.
That's fine.
There's like one specific, I don't know what year it was, but there's some year where she got the feminism bangs where it's like they're supposed to be straight bangs, but like they angle up like the barber fucked it up and then they come like then they straighten
out. Yeah.
But they do it on purpose. They spend hundreds of dollars for this look. I don't know. It was a big thing at one point. It's the worst fucking hairstyle I've ever seen in my life. It looks like a little kid was playing with scissors. And
it
for
does.
Some reason, every feminist in the world has had those bangs at some point.
Yeah, they're fucking, it's awful.
It's baffling.
She looked bad.
Yeah.
And that's saying something. Jennifer Lawrence is pretty fucking hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're watching the movie and I left in the middle of it to go to the store because I'm like, well, this is not at all side-splittingly hilarious.
Oh, was it supposed to be a comedy?
Yeah. So somebody wanted to make a Mike Judge movie, but they weren't Mike Judge.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the premise is these astronomers, this astronomer and this PhD candidate are working at the Subaru telescope, and she finds this, Jennifer Lawrence, she finds this comet.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, cool, let's track its trajectory. And they're doing all the math, and they're like,
It's going to hit Earth.
It's going to hit Earth.
Okay.
And destroy Earth.
Hilarious. Go on.
And they go to the president.
Right.
And the president is played by Meryl Streep, who is and I didn't really get this at first, but it became really clear later on. She is analogy to Trump, I guess.
Oh, she's Lady Trump?
Yes.
Wow.
Like super bombastic and just a fucking asshole and doesn't want to listen to anybody. And
a bad guy, right?
Yes.
I'm surprised.
Why?
Well, because if you're going to have a Hillary Clinton analog in the movie, Why would you make them the bad guy?
Well, they did.
It's shocking to me that Hollywood would put a villain female president in a movie right now.
Yeah,
considering their whole thing is any woman at all, no matter who, no matter how bad of a job they you'll like, for instance, Kamala Harris is going to be the first female president in less than a year. And it's going to be a total fucking shit show. Yeah. We're going to be begging for the heady days of Joe Biden and $5 a gallon gasoline.
So they're, you know, they tell her 6 months, it's going to hit Earth. It's, you know, extinction level event.
Yeah.
It's going to wipe out humanity. And they're like, well, so what are the chances? And they're like, 100%. And they're like, 100%. Nothing's 100%. He's like, well, 99.98. And they're like, oh, so.
Repeating, of course.
They're like, oh, so let's just say 70% and tell people not to worry about it. Then it becomes this whole thing where they're trying to get out there and tell people because, you know, they basically go on.
Right.
The two astronomers go on national news and tell everybody about it, and they get in trouble. And then it becomes this thing where, like, the evil president lady and her clan of followers wearing red hats that all say, don't look up.
Yeah.
Are ignoring the science. And, yeah, it's a... It's a love letter to coronavirus, I guess.
Except for that's the opposite change. Of how... climate change. Okay, I was going to say, the news has been reporting on both of those things to 10 times as bad as they are.
Hey, what are you talking about?
So it's not an accurate representation of...
No, it's more of a that people don't believe the science.
Well, yeah, that's fine. They shouldn't.
No, they should. The experts said it's okay.
They shouldn't believe anything. What's funny, they should believe the Earth is flat, as a matter of fact.
So what was funny about it, and this is the funniest part of the movie, which wasn't intended to be funny,
right?
Was that, like, this company called Bash, they make, like, they're basically Apple or Google or whatever, one of these huge corporations. They're out like, bro, we got, he's like, oh, we could mine minerals. We're going to go and send ships up and blow that thing to pieces and let it all land on Earth, and we'll mine it because there's tons of stuff on it.
Okay.
Cool. And they're like, yeah, money, 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 money. Let's do that. Money, 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 money.
So this is just like a hardcore leftist version of, like, I watched this movie once called An American Carol.
I've never seen that movie.
It's like a Glenn Beck, I think, made it. And,
okay.
And it's like... It's instead of a you know what a Christmas Carol is, where the ghosts of Christmas present, past, and future come and teach Ebenezer Scrooge the true meaning of Christmas. Well, this is the ghosts of America present, past, and future come and teach Michael Moore the true meaning of the 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
I own it. It's maybe the worst movie I've ever bought.
Okay.
And I own Sleepaway Camp, so...
So... Anyway, greedy company wants to take advantage of this, and they're like, oh, yeah, but we're all going to die.
Yeah.
This isn't going to work. You guys are delaying, and it's going to fuck everything up. But the funny part about it was, so evil corporation greedy and taking advantage of a situation and people not believing the science and being tricked into believing alternate things. And that's... It's basically being directly compared to what's going on with COVID-19 vaccines. You know, the COVID-19 vaccines that are created by corporations.
Right.
Who are trying to make trillions of dollars.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe there's something they missed there.
Yeah, but those corporations are different
than these other corporations. They're good.
Yeah, those are the good corporations.
Oh, I gotcha.
Ignore the, you know, the fucking $800 a vial fucking diabetes medicine. Those are the good guys, Colin.
Oh, okay. I got you. So their science is, they're good.
They're the good science.
Okay. I gotcha.
Unless they disagree with me.
Yes.
Then they're the bad science again.
But the whole fucking thing is just like, this is supposed to be a really funny movie because it's like, it's basically trying to showcase all the worst things about people.
Right.
You know, they got all these, you know, fake internet social media stars being terrible. And I'm like,
you know who does this better than them? All of these things?
Who?
Grand Theft Auto video games. lampoon all the worst parts of American culture.
Yeah, because the people who write those are funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, we get through the movie and the Earth blows up. It gets hit and everybody dies.
Yay.
But all the fucking wealthy elites get in this cryogenic spaceship.
Okay.
And frozen for 22,000 years and come back and land down and... Oh, there's life. There's like life on plants and everything. I don't know if they're on Earth or whatever the fuck they are. And they get out and there's these dinosaur-looking bird things out there, and they eat all their faces off. Oh, hilarious!
So it was a 2-hour setup for that punchline.
Yes,
for the rich people get the.
So I had to look up. I had to look up who directed it. I was like, this. I don't fucking who made this fucking dog. Pile of dog shit. Have you ever heard Adam McKay?
Nope.
Yeah, look up every Will Ferrell movie.
Oh.
He's involved in all of them.
God. Okay, never mind.
And I'm like, oh, this makes sense. And yeah, this just makes sense. Except for he's not involved in like his good movies.
I know you're not a horror fan, but did you ever see Parasite, the Korean movie that won the Oscar a couple years ago? Isn't that also a movie about eating the rich, but it's good?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And like, it didn't take 2 hours to just make a joke at the end about eating the rich?
It was just fucking terrible.
Sounds awful.
I don't understand. I don't understand why it was so critically fucking acclaimed, other than people like, oh, Trump bad.
You know exactly why it was critically acclaimed.
But it wasn't even well done. Like I said. They wanted to make a Mike Judge movie, but they weren't funny. They weren't Mike Judge, and he already made that movie.
Yeah,
and you guys are dumb.
It was, yeah. You cannot redo Idiocracy.
No,
and you'll never do it better. So,
God damn.
But you know what? You can redo every 10 or 20 years, Colin.
Jesus fucking Christ!
You can redo Batman.
You shouldn't. I'm gonna watch this, and it's gonna be terrible. And 3 years down the road, you're gonna be like, yeah, this movie was bad.
I need you to watch it to tell me if I'm wrong. Because, you know, I'm blind to these things.
You are fucking so blind. Every Batman movie that comes out, just like Cavarius with every Spider-Man movie that comes out, you guys are like, it's the best movie I've ever seen in my life. And
You're absolutely right. You're right about this. So I need you to watch it. I will pay for your ticket. I need you to watch it and tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
Because I thought it was great.
Okay.
I also think you'll like it because it fixed the... What's the thing you hate most about Batman movies?
They fucking... is it the...
Other than it being 3 hours long. Let's get past it being 3 hours long, okay? Just let's let it go that it's 2 hours and 59-minute runtime.
Oh, my God.
Let that one go. What's your second thing you hate the most about a Batman movie?
Well, the fucking... How Batman became Batman.
They don't do that in this movie,
Good,
Colin.
Good, because you don't fucking need to know.
At no point in this movie is there a crime Allen
scene. Already knows.
You never see her pearls shatter. There's no baby Bruce Wayne watching his parents get shot in an alley. Does not happen, Colin. Nowhere in this movie is that scene.
Okay.
Doesn't happen in this movie. So, best Batman movie ever made or what?
Did you see the Kevin Smith post?
No, because Kevin Smith's... I'm kind of over Kevin Smith as a human being.
Yeah, that's fine. But, like, apparently... I don't know. Was there a scene where they showed, like, his parents going into the movie theater?
No, I don't think there was any of that, no.
Well, anyway, I guess, like, somebody did the fucking, like, timeline of it. And they're like, they would have been going in to see a movie in 2001, and it might have been Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh, that's funny.
And that's pretty funny.
No, there is no... I'm sure a Zorro movie came out that year. Come on, Zorro. No, that the scene is not in the movie. They made a movie for Colin. They're like... I hear this guy Colin in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, except you know what they did?
What?
Didn't just leave that 15 minutes out. They just added something else that was 15 minutes on to the end of the movie.
Yes.
God damn it.
But.
I don't want a 3-hour fucking superhero movie.
Good, because it's barely a superhero movie.
Oh my God.
It's more of a... Honestly, it reminded me of more of like an old Morgan Freeman fucking cop. Like serial killer movie, like To Catch a Spider or Kiss the Girls or Seven.
Also, I like saw an interview with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
And there's a scene in the movie where Batman beats up this guy, knocks him out.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I threw those last two punches in there. They weren't in the script. I threw them in. I'm like, yeah, Batman is very concerned about human life.
He didn't kill anybody.
Yeah, I know, but Batman knows that you're not supposed to fucking punch people when they're unconscious.
No, 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 no.
What are you talking about?
Batman, look.
That is fucking, that's attempted murder, Trevor.
Batman, no, because he knows not to kill them. Batman doesn't kill anybody, but he will cripple everybody.
Yeah, punching an unconscious man on the ground.
You don't know if he was unconscious yet?
He said it. The actor said the guy was unconscious. He was obviously unconscious, but I threw in two more punches.
Nah, it's fine.
Oh my God, fuck that. Fuck this movie. It's fucking terrible.
No.
I understand why Kavarius walked out now.
I don't understand that.
Batman tried murdering a man. Attempted fucking murder, here's the Trevor. Thing.
Batman usually shows up and shoots like 7 or 8 people in Batman movies right in the fucking head.
Well, look.
He doesn't kill anybody in this movie, Colin.
He doesn't kill anybody in the fucking Christian Bale movies.
He kills somebody in every one of the Christian Bale movies.
He didn't kill Joker.
No, but he murders the shit out of Two-Face. He shoves him off a building and drops him on his stupid broken neck, and then the whole next movie is about Batman murdered fucking Two-Face.
Yeah, but he didn't actually shove him, did he?
Yes!
Yeah.
He shoved him off a building!
Whatever.
Batman murders somebody in all those movies. He's got guns everywhere shooting shit.
Whatever. I know you wanted Twilight Batman.
He's a terrible Bruce Wayne, but he's a great Batman.
Is he?
Yeah. And Bruce Wayne's only in the movie for like less than 10 minutes, so... The fact that he's not a very good Bruce Wayne isn't a huge problem.
I mean, we
problem.
Already had the best Batman you're going to get anyway.
Ben Affleck?
No. Val Kilmer.
I think Val Kilmer's a good Bruce Wayne. I think he's a fine, goofy Batman.
Yeah, I think he makes both. Does both well. He's a good balance.
I think Christian Bale is the best Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he is pretty good.
I don't know. I'm going to have to watch this movie again, but I really liked it. It fixed all the things every other movie did wrong. Is kind of the thing. He doesn't kill anybody at all. He doesn't say, I'm not going to kill you, but I'm going to let you die, which is the same as kill. I'm going to drive a train into an exploding bomb, which is not me killing you. It's me letting you die.
He's getting them time to get out.
It's what I do.
God.
That defines me. He doesn't fall in love with a woman in 15 minutes and then reveal his secret identity. Fall in love with a woman in 15 minutes, but he doesn't reveal his secret identity to her.
Okay.
And to be fair, Zoe Kravitz in a cat suit is smoking, so I get why he would.
Is that,
you know,
Lenny Kravitz's kid?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's hot. She plays Catwoman.
Okay.
She does a good job. Her motivations aren't nearly as stupid as fucking... As the chick who wants to erase her history from the internet using magic.
Yeah.
Like, she's like just a hooker who works at the Penguins Club and wants to steal money.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's good.
I really don't know what Kavarius' problem
was. Was Harley Quinn in it?
No.
Oh. Why didn't they put Harley Quinn in it?
Because the Joker's not in it.
Yeah, but Harley Quinn.
No.
Yeah, but Harley Quinn, Trevor.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, but Harley Quinn.
Here's who's all in it as far as villains go.
Like, I'm pretty sure DC just wanted to put her in every single movie they could.
Well, this isn't in that universe.
Oh.
This is a whole new Batman in his whole own universe, because it's not Ben Affleck, so obviously it's not in that universe.
You know what they should stop doing? Making so many fucking movies.
No, they should make more universes.
Oh my God.
I'm fine with everything being its own universe.
You had the MCU and the DCPU,
yeah.
DC parallel universes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Marvel's doing it now too, so let's not pretend like they're not.
God.
You don't think Marvel? You don't think Sony's going to capitalize on everybody loving that the old Spider-Mans are back and make Spider-Man's movies with those old Spider-Mans? And that plus they're already doing their parallel universe movies with fucking with Morbius and fucking Venom and you know. You don't think Marvel's going to do the same thing?
I mean,
thing?
That's a little bit different, though, because these, like Venom and Spider-Man were Sony products.
Look, I understand why it's like it.
DC just does it because they suck.
Yes.
Like,
accurate. But here's the thing. Anything in the DCEU has mostly been unwatchable fucking trash.
It's been fucking terrible.
With the exception of fucking...
Peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
It's the best.
And that fucking... That second Suicide Squad movie that he came from.
Turns out that James Gunn's a really good director.
Yeah. What a shock.
So he did a couple of gay jokes. Whatever.
And then anything they do outside of that universe that is Batman and unrelated to it has been pretty good, which is the Joker in this movie.
Okay.
I don't know, man. He does some detective work in it. I really like his relationship with Jim Gordon in it because they got this kind of buddy cop thing going on that I really like.
I don't know that I like the guy who plays Alfred.
No.
Like, he looks terrible for the part.
That's the worst casting in the entire movie is Andy Serkis as Alfred. It's the only part I was like, that's not great, but what are you going to do? Everything can be 100%.
I mean, it could be. Alfred. It's not like it's a fucking... He's got like 5 minutes in the movie, probably.
Yeah.
In two lines.
Right.
The actor, somebody different.
With the few minutes the actor had in the movie, he did fine.
Sure.
But yeah, you're right. He doesn't look right for the part.
No.
The guy who plays Jim Gordon, I fucking love as Jim Gordon.
Who's the main antagonist?
The Riddler.
Oh, that's right.
Played by Paul Dano, who is...
Why can't we get a Clayface movie? I mean, he doesn't have to be the main bad guy.
I don't know.
Because Clayface was like one of my favorites.
They put in a lot of different hints to different villains that could be coming up in the next movie for this one. So yeah. We'll see where it goes.
Okay.
I don't know. I need you to watch it, though, and tell me how bad it is.
Okay.
Because I don't trust Kavarius because he just hates DC because he doesn't want to admit that this movie is better than anything Marvel has done in the last 20 years.
Well, when I posted something about Peacemaker being great, he just asked me if I was gay. And I'm like,
John Cena,
yes, but it's also fucking great. And like, you should totally appreciate this.
Yeah. Peacemaker is also better than anything Marvel has done in the last 20 years. The problem is Marvel made this one good movie. It was called Captain America. Well, really, they made one good movie. It was called Iron Man. And then they're like, oh, people like this movie. Do that again. Forever.
Yeah.
And they've all been fine.
There's been a few standouts. Like I said, I love the Guardians movies.
Right. The ones that aren't Iron Man.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't the exact fucking formula of Iron Man.
I thought Thor Ragnarok was great.
Right.
That's fucking hilarious.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. But it, like overall, like I've watched all of them. I certainly don't want to watch most of them again.
Exactly. That's like, they're all fine, but they're all such fucking popcorn movies.
Yeah.
It's not like The Dark Knight was a film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll watch The Dark Knight again, and I'll be like, every time I watch it, I'm like, oh, right. This movie was a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah, it's fucking good. Heath Ledger was just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, its problems aside, it's still fucking phenomenal.
R.I.H.
Yeah.
Heath. That dude was one of my favorite actors. Like,
that's fair. I mean, 10 Things I Hate About You is a classic.
A Knight's Tale.
A Knight's Tale is a great movie.
Fucking love that movie.
It's very funny.
Yes.
Geoffrey Chaucer in it is hilarious.
Yep.
Fucking Wash.
Yep.
Love that movie.
So, yeah. That's...
Point is, go see Batman, Colin.
Okay.
I need you to ground me.
I'll see what I can do.
I need you to ground me on my Batman opinions, as you know.
Right.
Because maybe this is like when I saw Batman versus Superman and like I didn't make it out of the first 20 minutes because he went to see Zorro in the opening. And I'm like, that they did it. They got it perfect. They made him go see Zorro at the theater. From here on in, I don't even care what this movie is about. They did that thing.
Fucking
best movie ever made.
I hate it.
The movie is terrible. Movie's an unwatchable fucking shit show. I've watched it again since then. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I tried watching. I couldn't.
This movie is fucking bad.
Yeah, it's really sad. They could have done... It was like a wasted opportunity for Batfleck.
Yeah, it was.
Because
I feel bad for him because he was very good at what they made him do.
But the movies were dog shit.
But the movies are fucking... And like if you watch the 4-hour fucking...
Zack Snyder extended
refilmed cut. It's a movie that makes sense.
So it's which like it Star Trek before. The Motion Picture, the director's cut.
I don't think that's good still.
Oh, it's so much better.
Okay. Then
like,
yes.
Well, because they rushed put the movie out because Star Wars came out and they're like, let's just fucking rush it. And the director's like, no.
Yeah.
Like we have to
film it. We have to finish filming.
We
it
have
first.
To sequence the fucking you know, they fucked it up. And the director's cut's a lot better. It's definitely more watchable than original.
I mean, it couldn't be less watchable.
Well,
so yes, that's what we're doing with Justice League. It's 4 hours long, so I would never recommend it to you unless you want to watch it in like episodes, like an hour a night, which it's divided up into within the movie, so you can do that.
I was listening to
but I wouldn't recommend it.
I think I was listening to the old Biggest Problem. Dick Masterson was talking about going to somebody's house. Some fucking famous Hollywood guy decided to like mash up like all these long movie trilogies into like shorter, like he edited movies down into things that like, oh, here's the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he like did the Hobbit movies and made them fucking not 9 hours of fucking movie for a 3 hour movie.
Okay. So here's my problem with people who complain about movies like that now. Like, they'll bitch about, this movie's 2 hours and 15 minutes long. Fuck that. I'm just going to sit down and watch 6 hours of Peacemaker in a single sitting.
No, I understand that, but like...
I'm going to watch 9 seasons of The Office before bed tonight.
Well...
So go fuck yourselves.
Look, no. Problem is, like, those are... I could stop at any time.
So just... Here's what you do. You watch a scene, you watch the credits. You skip to the next scene, you watch the credits. All right? Then you'll feel better about it, dum-dums.
Oh, we...
I don't know. You're dumb.
No. See, the problem with it is those shows.
Yeah.
Like, there's actual story packed into those hours.
Into the Office.
There's entertainment packed into those hours.
Into the Office.
God damn it. In those movies, though?
Yeah, okay.
It's just fucking dog shit filler time.
All right.
Like, dude.
So when you watch The Batman, just get up and leave when you think it's over. The second time you think it's over, not the first time you think it's over.
Okay.
But after the second time you think it's over,
it's actually over.
There's like 6 more scenes. Like, you can sit through them, but goddamn, there's a lot of scenes.
Yeah, I think
they could have cut off.
That's the other fucking 15 problem.
15 minutes of the end of this movie.
Post movie credits.
There is no post credit scene.
Post movie credit scene. Like, they bother me because movies are now 3 hours long and I have to fucking take a piss.
Yeah. There's no post credit scene for the Batman. So all there is, but it's like, it flashes up a website.
Oh,
so it's not a scene.
It's like every fucking Marvel movie does that now. I'm like, bro, I gotta go fucking piss. Yeah, like really bad.
I'm over the post. Like, just give it to me. Like, you do the first fucking scroll of credits and then show me the scene and then let me go.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit for all your stupid credits. I'm not reading them.
No.
I don't care who your gaffer was. I don't care who fucking your key grip is. Fuck off. Nobody wants to sit through this shit.
No.
Why are there even still credits on movies?
I don't know. So people that work on them can feel like they did something.
Well, imagine if like every piece of...
It's the movie studio's way of like... In lieu of actually paying them money because they have to pay the actors all the money and the directors all the money, they're like, we're going to put your names at the end of it.
Imagine if like...
That's how we're going to pay you.
My widgets that I manufacture in my widget manufacturing job, like every single one of them had a slip of paper of everybody who was involved in the manufacturing of it, just a list of people who worked on it.
That sounds fun. That sounds like something I'd throw away instantly.
Yeah, that's what credits are. Knock it off, Hollywood, you fucking dumbasses.
Ugh. Garbage.
So anyway, Batman. I loved it. I thought it was perfect.
Good. Glad to hear that.
I love the guy who played Jim Gordon the most. You watch Westworld?
No.
Ooh, you should watch Westworld. You have an HBO Max account.
Yes.
You should watch Westworld. The first season. Just the first
Better
season.
Better than the movies? Or the movie?
Well, I mean, I've never seen the movie. It's from the 70s.
Fucking movie is awesome.
Then, yeah, probably though.
Yul Brynner.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I wanted to watch it, but it's not on anything streaming, and I didn't want to pay for it.
That motherfucker was terrifying.
Maybe I'll just go buy it. Yes, you should watch.
Scary man.
You should watch that show. It's very good. The first season. And if you like the first season, keep going. But you don't have to. If you get to the end of the first season, I'm like, oh, that was a good show. You can stop right there because the second season is a little different, and the third season is a different show entirely.
Perfect. That's what I want in my television shows.
But the first season is a nice little, not exactly wrapped up, but nice and wrapped up, like where you can end it and be like, that was a satisfying ending with a weird kind of Matrix 1 cliffhanger that I never need sequels to that movie for.
Okay. The fucking Matrix sucks. The
first one is good.
It's not.
First one is so
They're
good.
All bad.
No, that first one is good.
No.
Good.
Ugh.
You're wrong. You're always wrong.
So I saw a post... A post.
All right.
This week on the face bag.
Okay.
And I'm going to find it and read it.
Oh, God. Why do you do this to me?
Why?
You always like, I'm just going to read a post from Facebook, and then it's always like, I mean, you're not like Maddox level of fucking not being able to read, but your posts are like too long. Can you truncate it?
No, it's like, it's short.
All right, read it.
So down in Lincoln, South Point Pavilion. Why do you fucking turn my shit?
Because you were way
No, I was there. I was drinking.
Yeah, shut I know. Up.
Dear valued GameStop patrons, it's a sign on the door of GameStop.
Okay.
We regret to inform you that we have all quit. Our district manager does not respect us and believes we are replaceable with freshly graduated high schoolers half the cost.
Okay.
Please visit or don't our gateway location for all your GameStop needs.
Fair
needs.
Enough.
Thank you, GameStop staff.
All right.
So I get
why you would quit GameStop. That's got to be a shit job, and usually they're very like fucking miserable managers who are really pushy about you being a really pushy ass. They're like the worst kinds of used car salesmen.
Oh, I know these things.
So I get it.
I'm in this Slack group with a bunch of people.
But I also get why the manager doesn't want to pay you because you're a GameStop employee.
Well, the problem is they're really not paying people.
Yeah.
So this Slack group I'm in. Bunch of gamers in there.
Right.
There's a gal in there who's been working for GameStop for 15 years.
Jesus.
In like it's mostly part-time now.
Makes me feel good about myself.
And she's only she's never had anything good to say about the company.
I mean, how could you?
Oh, I know, because it's fucking terrible.
I'm not going to judge. I have been working for somewhere for 23 years and have nothing good to say about them.
So I posted that thing. She's like, oh, yeah, okay, oh, well, that's interesting. And she comes back and she's like, oh, I know this DM and I've been in that area. The store was a nightmare. Store manager demanded a $5 raise for himself and a $4 raise for his team. DM went to go bat for them, was obviously denied, and they took it out on the DM. Despite being in the worst store in the division in performance, I've also seen DVR footage before I left that store where employees just took naps on the floor. So she's saying, this is coming from somebody I know and I trust that his judgment, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, here's the thing. So like, I'm sure these people are getting threatened with, we'll just hire people at half the cost. If they're sleeping on the floor, why didn't they fucking do that?
Yeah, no shit.
It's a fucking right to hire, right to fire state. There's no fucking, they don't need a reason.
Right.
Just shit can them.
Right.
Oh, they can't shit can them because they don't fucking pay people enough to get any new employees.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So I'm basically going like, oh yeah, this all makes sense. The company sucked. And this chick who has done nothing but complain about GameStop for 15 fucking years is like stumping the fuck out for them.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, they were just lazy, I'm sure. And this is also somebody who is definitely
lazy.
No, she's one of those people who thinks that everybody should have universal basic income and is like a total like basic socialist kind of person. So like none of this makes any sense. She should be totally approving of their actions.
Yeah, she should be anti-working right along with these people.
Right. And I was like, yeah, but like if you're making $12 an hour in this area, like it's so easy to go literally anywhere else, walk across the street, Hy-Vee, yeah. Grocery stores start at $15. Right. Target starts at $17 an hour.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Walmart warehouse pays like $17.50 an hour to start. I mean, it's an overnight, and then that part sucks, but it's Walmart warehouse. How fucking much easier of a job is there?
Right. And you know, it's just like this fucking... Yeah, it just kept going back. Well, I really trust this guy. I trust this guy. I'm like, that's great that you have one fucking dude you like in the company.
Yeah.
And then she goes on to say how, like, she was a manager for a while and she stepped down. And they tried fucking taking all of her merit raises from the entire time she's been there away and put her back to minimum wage.
Well, I would trust a guy who did that to me.
Well, no, he fucking got it not happen. I'm like, so... What you're saying is you have this one good fucking guy that you worked with, but the rest of the company are fucking douchebags.
Yeah.
And try to fuck their employees.
Yeah.
And you don't believe that these people got fucked somehow.
Yeah.
That makes zero sense.
Well, yeah, but that was her, not them.
I was like, okay. She's like, oh, I'm going to take his word for it and not from somebody who's never worked there ever. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really just basing my opinion on everything you've ever said about the company before this, but what the fuck?
Yeah.
I guess you were lying. fucking idiot.
I Jesus. GameStop is a great company to work
no,
for.
No, they're fucking terrible.
Weird.
Like, it's just well known that it's a bad company to work for. It's a bad company to do business with. They're fucking awful.
Yeah, and they're going tits up as a result.
Yeah.
So, goodbye.
The only reason they're still open is because of the fucking Wall Street Bets Group.
Oh, I thought they were just still open because of Funko Pops.
No, the Wall Street Bets Group fucking, like, drove up their stock. Yeah, anyway.
I know.
Holy fuck, dude. I can't wrap my head around it. It's like I attacked her.
You attacked her job that she's super...
that she works at one day a week and doesn't work there full time because they won't give her the hours and they don't pay her enough money. I'm like...
Like, for instance, Colin, if you ever said anything negative about initial information in my presence, you better believe... You better believe I would not let it stand.
Oh, Jesus.
They treat their employees super well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they
do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally reasonable raises. Fuck. And
yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Appropriate staffing.
I don't know anything about working at a place for 13 years and only making $13 an hour after starting at $9.90.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Fuck that place.
Why would you ever defend GameStop?
I have no fucking clue.
That's baffling.
Incredibly. And I was talking to another dude in the group. I'm like, I don't get it. And he's like, as far as I can tell, they've never done anything for her. Other than try to fuck her.
She's got Munchausen syndrome. What is it?
Munchausen's by proxy?
No, the other one. The one where you fall in love with your captors.
Oh, fucking Stockholm syndrome. Stockholm.
She has Baron von Munchausen syndrome. Stockholm syndrome. That's the one.
Fuck. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's weird.
It is weird.
I have a rant of my own.
Okay.
I have a thing that made me very angry today.
Uh-oh.
So I had to take a slight road trip out.
Just a slight one.
Just a small 5-hour round tripper out to Kearney today. Well.
Did you at least stop there and enjoy the sights?
We stopped and had some pretty decent barbecue at this place called something Barnes, something something.
Skeeter Barnes.
Skeeter
you
Barnes.
Didn't have decent barbecue. That place was fucking terrible.
They gave me a sandwich that was fine.
That place is awful.
It was fine.
It makes me really sad that that's the official barbecue of Nebraska football.
They give you a hot towel to wipe your face off with afterwards. That was pretty cool.
Awful. I stopped at the one in Columbus a couple years back, which is already closed, which could be why.
This one was good. It was fine. Like, it wasn't.
Okay. I think that might be the original location then.
It wasn't anything fucking special. I mean, it was fast food barbecue, but it was as good as like a Famous Dave's or whatever, which is fine. Like, I get it. It's not fucking Tired Texan, but it's edible. It's not like garbage.
I mean,
it was better than
you're bordering.
It was better than fucking Dickie's.
That's not difficult.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
So, get on the interstate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interstate speed limit's what, 75?
Yes.
So you're going 80, 85 miles an hour?
Yes, absolutely. 90 in my work van.
Right. Down in the passing lane, because you're going 90 miles an hour, so you just stay in the passing lane the whole fucking time. Because you're going to pass everybody.
It's, yeah, accurate.
Till a semi... All the semis in the other lane are doing like 65 to 69 miles an hour, right?
And one that's doing 67 wants to pass one that's doing 65.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he fucking gets into front of everybody doing 90 and slams on his brakes and backs traffic up for 3 fucking miles.
Yeah.
So he can take it. So he takes 10 minutes to pass the other truck and get in front of them. And they just take turns doing that to each other.
You know how to fix that problem?
Fucking rear end them.
Don't take the interstate. Take highways.
Well,
I learned that. I fucking can't. I can't do I-80 past Lincoln.
Bro.
When it goes to 2 lanes, I fucking can't do it. I get anxiety.
They should make it illegal for trucks to pass.
They should. 100%.
There's no reason for them to be passing so they can go 68 miles an hour instead of 67 miles an hour.
It's fucking stupid.
You drive a fucking over-the-road truck, anybody who may listen to our podcast in the past, present, or future, and you've ever passed another fucking truck and stopped traffic, fuck you.
Yes.
I was so fucking livid the whole way there and back. Cause
terrible.
Because like, I'm hammering. I'm like making time. And the fucking truck is just woo right in front of me. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, you prick? And then
all
he takes 10 fucking minutes to pass the truck next to him because now they're fucking playing chicken with each other.
Yeah.
Fuck semi-truck drivers.
Yep.
I can't wait for your job to be fucking automated, you pricks.
Yep. Yeah. It's fucking annoying.
I was so fucking pissed about it. Other than that, it was a lovely drive. Yeah. Listen to a podcast all the way there and back.
Honestly, when I go places like that, I just take the fucking highways. Fuck it.
Yeah. Bro, my leg was so fucking sore because I don't have cruise control.
Oh, goddamn.
So I'm just holding my gas pedal fucking down the whole goddamn time. We get to fucking Kearney and I'm like, oh my God, I got to stretch. And I'm just sitting there for like 10 minutes stretching my leg and knee out.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, terrible. It sucked.
Yep.
It was a good ride though. Like, you know, whatever. Had to be done. It's better than, you know, because I'm going to Colorado next weekend. And the option was do this or drive 10 hours to and from Colorado in my car.
So no pod next weekend?
No pod next weekend. Okay. I will not be in town.
Gotcha.
Which, I'm not really going to be not in my bed for like 4 days. It's going to be
the worst
fucking nightmare.
So, you guys are driving out there?
Yeah.
Why'd you just fucking fly?
Because there's no airport to where we're going.
No.
You'd have to fly to Denver and then drive an hour and a half there from
so
Denver.
So you're already
anyway.
Going to drive 8 hours anyway?
Yeah. So we might as well just... Because it's fucking less work to just drive there than it would be to take a plane to Denver and then get there.
Yeah, except now that gas is $4.50 a gallon.
Well, that's why I was looking at planes, trying to find one. But fuck it.
Yeah, that's fair. Denver's a really well laid out city with their airport 17 fucking miles away from the fucking edge of town.
The best part is I'll probably be ending up back in Denver later this summer for fucking Ben's bachelor party too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm really not happy about all these people making me leave my fucking house.
Why are people doing bachelor parties in Colorado?
Do you really, you don't know the answer to that, Colin? You can't figure out the answer to
really?
That? Well, no, that's not even really why.
Oh, okay.
It's just, he's got people from out of town and it's centrally located and I'm like...
Yeah, but Nebraska's literally the most centrally located.
Well, yeah, it's centrally located between us and them.
Fuck them. It's him.
That's kind of what I told him, but he won't listen to me.
Jesus Christ.
Look, I'm okay with Denver because I talked him down from fucking Vegas, so...
Hey, Vegas would have been cheaper flights,
yeah,
but it'd
Vegas
be 1,000 degrees.
Fucking sucks.
What are you talking about?
Have you ever been there?
Yes.
It's a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
There was one cool thing there and it's gone.
I mean, it's Omaha, basically, except it has a lot of casinos in it.
Right. Which all look exactly like the casinos over in Council Bluffs. So go over there, unless you want to fucking watch the pirate ship come out and go back in.
Yeah. Yeah, Vegas was weird. I mean, I didn't spend any time downtown, so I don't fucking really know any of that shit. But yeah, the rest of the town, it was just deserty and like Omaha.
Oh, outside the strip, it sucks. The strip is a couple of... It's like... You ever been to like Worlds of Fun or a theme park?
I mean,
like
they are.
You know how like at a theme park, there's like different areas that are like set dressed to look like this is fucking Deutschland area and this is fucking China area.
Yeah.
It's that, but on one street. So like, here's a bunch of fucking Chinese decorations.
And
oh,
the rest of it
pyramid.
Is strip malls.
Yeah.
That's everywhere, though. Phoenix is just strip malls
Phoenix
everywhere.
Phoenix sucks.
It's fucking...
Another thing he's wrong about is Phoenix. The Batman and Phoenix. Ugh.
All strip malls. That's like every town strip malls.
Yeah.
That's why I really like those fucking videos of people just walking through fucking Japanese towns.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, everything's like unique and neat and like there's cool architecture and there's not a bunch of fucking strip malls everywhere.
So the point is, fuck truckers. They're the worst.
Fuck traveling.
Fuck traveling. Speaking of fucking gas being $5 a gallon.
Thanks, Obama.
Fuck, man. I went to the grocery store the other day to buy deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
Deodorant is like $7 for a stick of deodorant now.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. It's all Trump's fault.
It cost me $50 to fill up
my
fucking
Trump's
gas
fault.
Tank.
Trump's fault.
Cost me $7. You know how much at least nobody's calling Rosie O'Donnell fat on Twitter. Am I right, guys?
Right.
Fuck Rosie O'Donnell. I'm going to get on Twitter and start calling her fat until gas prices go down. I'm so fucking annoyed.
Minimum wage went up. Everything.
Oh, everything's perfect
everything
now.
Inflated with it. I'm like, wait. What? Remember that time when those people all told you that, like, if you fucking jack the minimum wages way the fuck up, everything else is going to go up with it? And then all of a sudden, everything else went up with it? Turns out dumb redneck conservatives are sometimes not wrong.
If you want to write in about our spot on fucking political opinions and hot takes.
Well, I mean, it's just like obvious bullshit, dude. Like, no fucking shit, Sherlock. Of course things are going to go up with it.
On what a terrible person Rosie O'Donnell is.
Hey, corporations aren't going to take a hit. Well, we have to pay people more, so we're going to make less money. No, yeah. They're just going to fucking raise the price of goods.
Yeah.
To make up for it. Because they have fucking shareholders to take care of. And also
they're
going to
raise the prices exponentially to what they're paying because... No, fucking,
of course.
Because fuck you, that's why.
Yeah, if they have an opportunity to make more money, they're going to do it.
TheLoudNeighbors@Outlook.com.
That's so fucking dumb.
We have... Oh my God. Holy Jesus, Mary and Joseph Connor. Bro wrote a book.
You wanted an email.
We've got two famous authors now apparently writing novels. Listening to our show. This is titled, What Freedoms Have You Lost?
You know, before he goes into this, I've been seeing this a lot.
Yeah.
Remember when Donald Trump was president?
Yeah.
And all the liberals were screaming, my freedoms?
Yeah.
My freedoms?
Yeah.
And then you'd see liberals go, what freedoms are you being, or conservatives go, what freedoms are being taken away from you? Blah, blah, blah. Well, now the other thing is happening. Yeah. So all the conservatives are going, but all my freedoms. And liberals are like, you're not losing any freedoms, idiot.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, it's.
Well, they're both right because you don't have any freedoms.
Well,
you can't lose something you don't have, idiots.
Well, there's that. Anyway, go ahead.
I used to work with a guy who said the only freedom you have is to choose paper or plastic. And they're going to take that from you, too.
Oh, yeah.
So fuck off. Do you want to read this? Long rant, but I need to get this off my chest because it's driving me insane. Also, it's a bit late because it's a draft I forgot to send.
These are parts you cannot include, Connor.
I heard you mention it on one of your podcasts, but yes, Canada is the place where freedom died, and I'm going to unpack some of that insanity for you. First of all, Canada never had freedom. They are a... whatever to the crown, which is not a free country. They live in a technical monarchy under England, even though they have their own government and parliament. But it is also... So, look, they're not a free country to begin with. So,
yeah.
Also, their freedom or not is not really related to yours, which already didn't exist. The reason there was a mass protest at Ontario was due to several mandates that were coming down the pipeline, mandatory vaccine for truck drivers that sit in a cab 16 hours a day, refusal of admittance to Walmart and possibly other for those without a vaccine passport, and additional tax on healthcare for the unvaccinated. So basically, get the shot or become a second-class citizen. I personally think that would do Walmart a world of good. Do you know how clean and pristine Walmarts would be if they didn't have any more customers? I could go in there and not get fucking AIDS for walking in the door.
Well, just stop going to Walmart.
Where am I supposed to shop, Colin? Target with their empty shelves? Oh, it's a very clean and pretty store, but that's because they don't sell anything. What good does that do me? Fucking hate Target.
I know you do.
I wish they had products. They're such a nice store. They got that weird smell that only Targets have.
Yeah, it's not the smell of body odor. Yeah, and fucking
it smells kind of clean and sterile, but unfortunately they also don't have anything to buy.
Which is crazy because everything's so expensive.
Yeah. There was a mass protest of 50,000 plus truck drivers in Ontario. Is that number real? Because they tried it here and it was like 10.
Yeah. 10 protesters.
Yeah, there were like 10 trucks that like did a slow crawl down I-80 last week.
Yeah. Think you how pissed you were today.
Oh, I'd have fucking lost it. Yeah. I'd have been like, I would have like thrown vaccines in their eyeballs. Pricks. They deserve it. I hope they all just get
write
fucking
vaccine
fired
on water bottles and throw it at them.
You know what? I was kind of pro-trucker last week, but now... fuck them all. I hope you all get fired and get replaced by robots. You don't deserve your jobs. You're fucking assholes.
I hope they all get forcefully vaccinated.
Me too. Like, to death.
Do you hope they get autism from the vaccine?
Yes! I hope they all get fucking autism. fuck, and heart palpitations or whatever the fuck they think it gives them.
Fuck.
I'm so fucking mad at truck drivers right now, man. I hope they all have fucking encephalitis or whatever. blocked traffic in the commercial parts of Ontario and were honking their horns. Protesters, oh my god, I love the Republicans blocking traffic now after years of run them over if they're blocking traffic. You shouldn't be blocking traffic. Protesters wrote their messages on cardboard and put them on fences so they can be removed easily and left trash bags out so they can throw away their trash. So for Canadians, this is a clear parallel to January 6th with the occupation of the Capitol. Counter-protesters were shouting, "What freedoms have you lost?" to the truckers while banging on their vehicles. I guess as long as you obey the government, you didn't actually lose any freedoms. They also didn't actually lose any freedoms. Because they didn't have any, is the point.
Yeah.
Tow trucks were called in to remove the semis, but they joined in on the protest, and the Canadian National Guard refused to step in when initially called for. Of course, they were labeled as fascist because refusing to blindly obey authority is the famous calling card of Nazis. I think that is funny. But I also still think it's even funnier that Republicans are all blocking traffic now. Like, you pricks.
Yep.
I hope somebody runs you all over. Yep. And all of you. I hope somebody with a bigger semi runs you over.
You hope the fucking Stephen King semi shows up?
Yes. Yes, I do. God fuck. Damn. I hope the Green Goblin truck just shows up and runs you all over and traps you all in your fucking gas station so I can get down the highway.
It's good.
Unimpeded.
I like that.
So fucking annoyed. Maybe this isn't a good time to have written this fucking email in, Connor, because I'm totally team not trucker this fucking week. Meanwhile, counter-protesters were spiking truck gas tanks with sugar and eggs, breaking truck windows, and several people were injured because they were trying to slash truck tires. Aren't all truck gas tanks locked?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty much sure most of them are locking.
All protesters are stupid.
Okay. If that's the reaction they get from this, imagine what would happen if these protesters started pulling from the handbook of bacon, lettuce, mayo, and started robbing stores, vandalized federal building, committed arson, shouted all cops are bastards, and set up a Parliament Hill autonomous zone. Well, they'd probably get murdered by cops like those guys did.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of nothing happening to them. Instead of nothing happening to them, they probably would have gotten shot by pepper spray in the eyeballs like that kid on 72nd Street.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend like those people got away from it unscathed and nothing bad happened to them. They got shot. A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them with just rubber bullets, some of them with pepper spray in the eyeballs, some of them with tear gas to the face, some of them with actual bullets. Just saying. Clearly, I'm just very against truckers this week.
I can tell.
Clearly, these super extra not peaceful traffic-blocking protesters are a threat to Canadian sovereignty, so Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act. The bank accounts of any... This part, I actually think, is way fucked up. The bank accounts of anyone sympathizing with the wrong side of history will have their bank accounts frozen. That is monstrous.
Yes.
And also buy Bitcoin. And several donation places like GoFundMe labeled the trucker protest as an extremist organization. They tried to redistribute donations from them to more honorable Canadian-approved charities before landing in some legal hot water and reluctantly having to refund people's money.
Why'd they have to refund anybody's money? Why didn't they just seize it? The government.
Yeah. This wasn't the government. This was...
I know, but why didn't the government just step and go, oh, you know what? We're just going to take that money.
I don't know.
Because they're sympathizers. Yeah. They're freezing the bank accounts of sympathizers, so...
No, that's fair. Yeah.
Because Canada isn't free.
Yeah.
Canuckistan, as they call it.
Yeah. So fuck Canada. Fuck them fucking with people's money like that.
Yeah, Canada sucks. Everybody fucking talks, like, oh, I want to move to Canada, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, people are polite, the fuck ever, but they suck.
Yeah.
Their health care isn't great. Yeah, it's free, right. But it's not free.
It's a Walmart.
It's also terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically like, it's a Walmart during the busiest time. You get to go wait in a line.
You know what else is free?
Huh.
King Vitamin cereal at the government food store.
Oh my god, that shit is fucking terrible.
Yeah, but it was free, so that's what we ate.
Mom used to fucking get that shit for us.
That's because that's what the government gives you, bro.
No, No, she bought it from store.
She paid money for King Vitamin?
My dad. I'm pretty sure my dad told her to stop because he knew it was awful.
Hey, at least you got to cut the cardboard face out of the back and wear it like a mask, right?
Fucking King Vitamin. It's...
Did you put it in powdered milk? That made it even better.
Oh, God, I bet.
Welcome to my life, buddy. Blech.
Man, we were lucky. Sometimes we'd get kicks.
Oh, fuck. King Vitamin and powdered milk. That was my childhood.
Mom tested, kid approved.
No, kid tested, mother approved.
That's right.
The point is, fuck Trudeau.
Oh, he's fucking garbage. Fuck you mean Fidel government. Castro's kid?
Yeah. But also, fuck truckers.
Yeah.
And fuck protesters blocking traffic, motherfucker. I got places to be. And also fuck truckers just blocking traffic when they're not protesting because they're assholes who are fucking really need to go 67 instead of 66 like that other trucker in front of them. Just fucking, you all got your CBs. Just radio the stupid fucking semi in front of you and be like, hey, pal, go 67 instead of 66. And then you can stay in the fucking right lane, you pricks. Make it illegal for truckers to fucking switch lanes.
Or use their cell phones when they're driving. They're fucking giant missiles.
Or just, you know, fucking...
And also make it illegal for them to drive 90.
Well, if they drove 90...
No.
It wouldn't be a problem.
Because it's fucking terrifying.
I don't care about terrifying.
I do because you know what? You know what they do? They cut you off.
Good. As long as they're moving 90 the whole time, good. As long as they're going fast enough, they can cut me off all they want as long as I don't have to slam on my brakes because they're going faster than me.
Oh, God. I fucking... Yeah.
Also, if they're going 90, maybe they'll drive off the fucking road and they'll get out of my way completely.